I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Lawmakers are putting together a spending plan for state government. Yesterday, they heard forecasts of growing tax revenue in the coming year. But Jim Mushinski, with the General Assembly's nonpartisan budget forecasting arm, says an economic slowdown is on the way.
The question is, when will that happen? And if I could answer that, quite frankly, I'd probably be on Wall Street somewhere. But right. There certainly is the view that's pretty global in nature that there is going to be a slowdown coming.
Mushinski says that does not mean a full-blown recession, but even a modest slowdown could take Illinois' fiscal problems from bad to worse, requiring deep spending cuts or higher taxes. In other news, lawmakers are looking for answers after the February death of a Decatur toddler who was previously in the custody of the state's child welfare agency. Daisy Contreras has more.
Department of Children and Family Services caseworkers removed 2-year-old Natasha Barnes from her home on 2 separate occasions within a year. Last fall, she was returned to her mother and her case closed. Despite another call to DCFS in November for possible medical neglect, the agency didn't check on her again. State Representative Sarah Feigenholz, a Chicago Democrat, says improvements are needed with how hotline calls are handled.
I think that the failure may be in what we try and use as factors to build a case that would make us worry again after a case is closed.
DCFS has been under added scrutiny in recent years, as close to 100 children have lost their lives while under their watch. Some lawmakers plan to file proposals this legislative session to reform the agency. I'm Daisy Contreras.
Third through eighth graders will be given a new, shorter, standardized test called the Illinois Assessment of Readiness, or IAR. It replaces the widely criticized PARC exam. The new test is about a third shorter than PARC and will have other differences. They include a shorter wait for results, more locally created questions, a computer adaptive test model customized for each student, and adjustments to how the test is translated for non-English speakers. A spokeswoman with the State Board of Education tells the Chicago Tribune the schools will begin administering the new test this month. And the price tag for police torture in Chicago will climb past the $100 million mark. That's after city attorneys recommended paying $5.25 million to a man who alleges he was beaten into confessing a murder he did not commit. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A trio of Illinois lawmakers is pushing for reform packages that would improve health care for the most vulnerable residents in the state. They say managed care organizations are delaying or denying about 26% of hospital claims, which they say harms safety net hospitals that provide care to low-income patients. Democratic State Senator Andy Menar says he supports the Safety Net Hospital MCO Reform Act. That would require MCOs to reimburse critical access hospitals and safety net clinics on an expedited schedule.
We need to make sure that managed care organizations adopt common sense business practices to cut down on payment denials and delays for medically necessary care that hospitals are providing in good faith and is part of their mission to serve their patients and communities.
The Safety Net Hospital MCO Reform Act is one of 3 proposals in the General Assembly related to this issue. One focuses on Medicaid managed care organization fairness and accountability. Another concerns the right to a fair review of improper Medicaid MCO denials. A proposed amendment to Illinois' Smoke-Free Act would include the use of alternative nicotine products and electronic cigarettes. Senator Terry Link of Waukegan sponsors the legislation.
So basically, people could not be vaping or e-cigarettes or any of that in a closed building like here or a bar or a restaurant or anything. They would still have to maintain the same rules as cigarette smokers do, of going out 15 feet.
Senator Link says he hopes it reduces the number of teens using e-cigs and vapes. I'm Jennifer Fuller.